News Talk 1620 WTAW. A few minutes this evening with Brandy Norris, an assistant chief of the College Station Police Department, following up on the Friday power outage and what that meant for College Station Police and 911, because the power outage also affected internal operations. Just from the context of, there are power outages on occasion. I don't think it happens very often to law enforcement, but there are plans in place, and you all had to implement those, I understand.
We did. When the power went off this afternoon, shortly before lunch, we have a generator on site that whenever we lose power, the generator will kick on. And in the interim between the time that it takes a generator to kick on, we have something that's called a UPS, an uninterruptible power source, that will kick on to bridge the gap between when the power goes out and when the generator kicks on. So if everything's working correctly, our emergency dispatch center, it never loses power at all. And that's exactly what happened today. Everything worked exactly as it should have, and 911 did not go down. Communications did not go down. It was a seamless outage down there as far as they were concerned.
What about the switch back when you received your regular power supply?
It's the same thing. When the power kicks back on, that will turn the generator off. And so the UPS turns off as soon as the generator comes on. So whenever the power comes back on, it's just a matter of the generator shutting back off. And everything went fine there, too.
So I would think about the only issue would be more of discomfort not having air conditioning, unless you have generation for that, too.
Correct. And, luckily we were only down, we weren't down very long. I'm wanting to say maybe an hour that we were down total. And so we didn't even have an opportunity, knock on wood, that it got uncomfortable.
Do you all have any sort of exercises where you go through these types of things?
We do. Every quarter we test the whole system. So every quarter we will take the whole thing down and make sure that the generators are working the way they should and that the battery backup system's working the way it should. And we keep that done every 3 months.
And so other than the surprise of it happening unexpected today, everybody kind of goes into the whatever mode that you all go into to make sure that things remain seamless.
Right. And fortunately, when everything works the way it should, the only real effect that dispatch has is whatever calls they may have regarding dispatching officers to direct traffic, elsewhere in the city. They don't see much of an impact on them at all.
And I understand the location of the outage being on Texas near Deakin. That would, I would have thought, have meant your officers did have to do some traffic control for a while.
We did, but not much. And it was actually, there was a secondary outage a little bit further north, and that is where we had to do the traffic control. We had two intersections where the lights went down, and so we had an officer at Harvey and Dartmouth for about 15 minutes and an officer at Harvey and Munson for about 50 minutes. And that was the only two intersections that we had to cover.
And I know that we're talking only a couple of hours after everything came back to normal. I don't know if you've heard whether your officers had any trouble with motorists who weren't paying attention or just intentionally didn't drive properly through those intersections.
No, I heard of no problems.
And just a reminder for motorists to consider those things as four-way stops, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. When you're approaching an intersection and there is not a working traffic light, or if there's an officer directing traffic, yes, approach it as a four-way stop, yield until the officer motions you to proceed.
Thanks again for the update from Brandy Norris, Assistant Chief with the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.